Melissa Donaldson is here from the Racine Public Library. She is the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Library. Plus, the digital literacy fair is coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. Thank you for bailing me out there. All of a sudden, Freddie Mercury. I just saw Bohemian Rhapsody again recently. I saw that three times in theaters. I saw it like three times on Blu-ray. And all of a sudden, I couldn't think of Queen. I don't know. It's just my brain went dead. And we were talking about this five-hour energy I take. And it's supposed to help your brain. It didn't help at all. Help you, and you didn't take it. All right. So what does your job entail at the Racine Public Library? Now, you've been here before. We've talked about it. For people who don't know, head of digital services and innovation. What does that mean?
Yep. So my team, we are the library's IT staff, and we are also the community's IT staff. So we provide tech help to our community, teach them how to figure out how they use their device. If they're not quite sure if something's working right, we could take a look at it and see like if it's just user error, if it's something we can help train them how to use better, that kind of thing. We host various programs throughout the year in the Innovation Lab on the second floor at the library. We do everything.
I've seen you there before. When I go looking through my DVDs of the library, I see you there in the Innovation Lab.
Yeah.
Now, I'm one of these people that doesn't know. I can't figure out phones, computers. I just can't because I've depended on other people to do it for me, so I've never learned anything about it. And I've got a good friend who helps me out with the computers. And with the phone, I still have an iPhone 8, but it works. You know, it does everything I want it to do. And when it stops working, I'll have to get a new one. But people say, how can you use that? I said, that phone does exactly everything your phone is doing. There's no difference.
Ish.
No, there's... My wife has a brand new phone, the latest one. Her phone doesn't do anything. It's a little bigger than mine, but that's about it. But it doesn't do anything faster or anything else. What do you think? Well, yeah, I see the wheels are turning there.
I disagree, only because there's some really cool features in the newer iPhones that have like...
Like what?
For example, I have like... If somebody calls and they're not in my contacts, they have to, there's like a pre-message on there.
Oh,
so
I see.
They have to tell me. I get so much junk calls.
I don't
on my
want
phone.
Those though. When, if
I know, not, but I don't want them, but this helps me screen them out.
Oh, so you know how I screen them out? It says spam risk on my thing. Immediately block.
Oh, I do that too, but like this.
Okay. So that's one feature. What else?
One. Face ID is nice.
I don't want that.
Let's see, what else? I mean, they're really not super different. There's just
you know what
changes.
One of the things when I got this phone was my previous iPhone had 16 gigabytes of space. That was an early iPhone.
Like I know.
And it ran out of space. I had to start deleting stuff all the time. So I said, I want big space. So I got 254 gigabytes of space. Now, I've had this phone for years. I'm only up to 50. I got 200 gigabytes left. I said, what do you have with a lot of space? He goes, well, I got 254 gigabytes. And I said, okay, I'll probably never run out of that. And so far, after all these years, I'm not even close to running out. But that's what I wanted. That's what I got. Okay, the digital literacy fair. And I'm one of these people who is illiterate when it comes to digital technology. I just rely on other people helping me out with this stuff. And why don't you talk about what's coming up and when it's coming up?
Yeah, so the Digital Literacy Fair is now a program that was created by the former Digital Divide Roundtable, which was something the city of Racine had put on, and now part of the Digital Coalition of Southeastern Wisconsin. And it's where a group of us just get together and share what we have in terms of digital literacy, kind of bringing all the digital literacy groups into one room where people can stop and talk to various organizations like the Financial Empowerment Center, United Way Racine County, Spectrum is going to be there. There's a whole bunch of organizations that are coming. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Okay, so Spectrum, which is the cable company.
Yep.
What more are they involved in digital
Well,
technology?
So like they provide, they're a big sponsor of ours. Like they're donating
good for them
Android tablets to our raffle, so attendees can earn raffle tickets and put their tickets in to win various prizes. And they have given one of them. They were going to be doing, I'm going to find out hopefully this morning, but they were talking about doing a fiber splicing kind of a cable splicing demonstration.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they also there to talk about the Lifeline program. So like people who are on the low income spectrum, that they can get cheaper internet.
My wife had an iPhone. Mm-hmm. As in phones began. Then she said, I'm getting a flip phone. This is just like that last year. I'm getting rid of all this. I just want a flip phone just to make phone calls. So we went out to the AT&T store. We got a flip phone. And the guy didn't know. He said, I don't think we have them. My wife said, yeah, it's right there. For sale right there, $70. He didn't even know it. So we got the flip phone. He didn't even know how to hook it up. You know, get her phone. Because it was, you know, it's such an old style type phone. But she got it. 1 month later, she said, I got to get another phone.
Because, it didn't serve all the purposes.
Well, when
purposes.
You send it, do you remember how to send a text message on a flip phone?
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
You got three choices for each number, and it took you a year and a day mm-hmm. to spit out a word on there. She said, no, that's just. But after having iPhones all her life, she got an Android.
Okay.
Which didn't mesh up with anything with my phone, so we had a. You know, the Find My Phone didn't work anymore mm-hmm. because I had to get a new one because she had an Android. So the question becomes, can you ask the question, which is better, Android or iPhone? I know.
It really comes down to personal preference.
But what is different about them?
The UI is different.
What's that?
The user interface is different.
What do you have?
I have iPhone.
Okay.
But I have an employee who has Android and they've always had Android. My husband always has Android. My girls and I were all Apple.
And you're still married to him?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Even though he's had Android?
Yep.
I mean, that's grounds for divorce, by the way.
No, not really. But, it's really just personal preference.
Okay, because I don't know. People with Android say, it's the most popular phone. You got to get Android. What does it do differently than my phone won't do? It makes phone calls. It goes on the internet. That's all I wanted my phone to do.
Your phone is fine. You know what I mean? Like that, you know, it's like really what your preference is. Like my husband likes to tinker on his phone and he doesn't care if it quite works right. I want to make sure that my phone works right all the time. So,
you know what I do with my phone? I go on Facebook and watch those videos of police getting, you know, sovereign citizens out of their cars, people robbing Target and saying, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. What do you? And they got all these clothes stuffed into their. Stolen goods stuffed into their jackets. I love watching those videos ad nauseum. I love them. We're talking to Melissa Donaldson. She is the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. The Digital Literacy Fair is coming up. What date is that, by the way?
It is March 21st.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yep. A couple weeks. And it'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Let's talk about the classes. You got a whole bunch of classes on that day starting at 11 o'clock. Let's talk about that.
Yep, we have a variety of classes from at 11 a.m. we'll have Turn Your Hobby Into a Business. At 11:30, we'll have LinkedIn Learning. We'll talk about how to access the service through the library. Marine Credit Union will be doing safe banking. And then What's the Deal with AI will be from Xander, a librarian from Kenosha Public Library. And then our digital navigators are going to do a class on how to stay safe online.
How much to go?
It is absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
Yes.
All right. I knew it was. I just wanted to hear you say it. By the way, you know what I like about AI? When I go to Google, I can ask any dopey question and very specific question I want, and their AI on Google gives me the exact answer. I asked the question the other day, and I said, they're not going to know this. It was about Jennifer Runyon. And I said, she had a role in Ghostbusters. What was it? And it came up, Jennifer Runyon had a small role as a student in the opening scene with Bill Murray. It came up with the whole thing. That's great. I mean, that's a good use of AI. It helps me out. And it's very specific.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good. But AI could be bad, too.
As with all technology, there is good and bad. It's just how do we want to use it? How do we want as a society, how we want to use it. And I don't think we quite come to consensus on that yet.
No, I watch enough of these videos to know people make fake checks and try to cash them at the bank and drain people's credit cards and do all that kind of stuff. And that's not good. That's naughty. Okay, now you'd actually have a raffle coming up. Talk about the passport raffle. What is that?
So when everybody comes to the fair, they'll each adult will get a passport. It's just a little card that has a bunch of little spaces, and people will go to various tables and they'll get a stamp from each of our vendors there, each of our nonprofits and for-profits that are there. And then they'll take that stamp and turn it in, or that card, and turn it in at the welcome table for tickets to enter into the raffles. And we have a lot of great raffles. The community has really shown up for this event this year. We're very, very excited. So we have, so you'll get one ticket for every 5 stamps. And you can only win one prize this year. This year, we're trying to spread the wealth a little bit. Last year, we had a few people win a few prizes. So we're just trying to spread the wealth. And you can only win one prize, and you must be present to win this year. Some of our raffle prizes this year include Chase Taekwondo donated a gift certificate for a month of classes and a uniform. The library purchased a bamboo A1 mini with funds from the Friends of the Racine Public Library. Also purchased a robot kit with money from the friends that will be in there, and 2 Kindle Fires as well.
Wait a second. Let's get down to that 3-month Kringle of the Month membership.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You kind of glossed over some of these prizes.
Yeah. I only made it halfway down the list. So we have like Divino Gelato's donated, iDental's donated, Marine Credit Union has donated, Spectrum has donated. But yeah, Kringle of the Month membership from Racine Kringle, they donated that. It's a raffle prize you can enter, and you'll get a free Kringle of the Month for 3 months. So,
you know, I don't know. My daughter's better at this than I am when it comes to technology. Her room, if I show you what her and her husband built in their house, it looks like this Starfleet, you know, from Star Trek. It's got the lights, it's got the big chairs. And they live, when they're in their downtime, they're always on their computers playing games with people all over the world, which can be dangerous, too, because doesn't it let them get into your computer?
Not, you don't think so?
Not
necessarily.
See, I am leery of everybody. You know, I have people, like even in this company, said, well, I'm trying to figure something out. Well, let me get on your computer. Oh, no. You're not getting on my computer. I said, I'll go stupid through life, but you're not going to get on this computer. I don't trust them, because once you're in... You're in. Now, in my laptop, I don't have any information. On my phone, I do, because I don't do banking on the phone, but I do other things on the phone. You know, the guy I deal with at the bank, he said, you still use checks to pay your bills, don't you? I said, yes. He said, why don't you use just you could just send it from your phone to pay the bill. And I said, well, that gives him an in to my bank account. Not really. Your checks probably give them more of an in. I said, but I've never had problems with checks, and I hear people have problems with people getting into their accounts. And he said, why don't you try it? And he saw me squirming. He said, listen, if you have sleepless nights over this, just continue to pay my check, and I'm going to have sleepless nights over it, because I've never had a problem with a check. And I know you can. I know people, what they do is they wash. If they get a hold of your check, they can wash it. Mm. But they can't wash mine, because I use a G2 pen. And that ink goes into the paper, and you can't wash it out. So I
don't even have checks. So like I haven't had checks probably for 23 years.
Yeah, well, I pay by check, and I know how to do it the other way. There's just something inside of me that doesn't trust it.
Well, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
Yeah,
that's why you have multiple ways to be able to do things.
And that's why the bank manager said, if you can have sleepless nights over this, don't do it. Okay, let's do a review here. This is the Digital Literacy Fair, and it's coming up March 21st, right?
March 21st.
Okay. And it's at the Racine Public Library. It's upstairs, second floor.
Yep, up by the east windows.
Yeah. Something I didn't know about the library. You have another entrance beside the main entrance.
Yeah, we have the Lake Avenue entrance that was put in during our renovation that we were doing.
Keeping that a secret, aren't you? I just was upstairs snooping around looking for my wife. And I said, wait, where am I here? There's a door to the building. Where am I? And I think that's when I ran into you. I was looking. I said, where did this door come from? So there is another door to get into the library, a secret passage. Yep. Also, I'm going to find out one day when you go into the elevator, you have the first, the second, and you have a third button that doesn't have anything written on it.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, right. I'm going to find out.
Go ahead, push it. I don't think, I've never pushed it personally, but we don't have anything on the third
floor. There was a Twilight Zone episode where they had a 9th floor of this department store. but you couldn't get to it. And one day the woman gets to it. She goes upstairs and all the mannequins are stored up there. And one mannequin a month is allowed to come back to life. And then they got to be back after 24 hours. And they do, and that was on the ninth floor of this department store. And that's what I'm thinking is at the library.
Where all the books come back to life. Yeah,
the characters from all the books are walking around. Charles Dickens' characters are walking around. And David Copperfield's walking around. They're all walking around up there. So.
Well, and this fair wouldn't be possible with all of our, without all of our partner organizations. So we have like Kenosha Public Library, Racine Friendship Clubhouse, Racine Financial Empowerment Center, and Housing Resources, Inc., WRTP Big Step, United Way Racine County, Educational Opportunity Center, Digital Coalition of Southeast Wisconsin, Gateway Technical College, Microsoft, Racine Literacy Council, Spectrum, City of Racine, Marine Credit Union, and Safe and Sound. So we have a nice group of people who are hosting tables and presentations this year.
And this is all free.
Absolutely.
Now, do you need reservations?
Nope.
Just show up. Now, and the classes, now where can people get this information with the class times?
We'll have it posted that day where we are at. There'll be a program that they get when they come.
Is it online, though, with anywhere?
I don't think it's online right now.
Okay.
They'll get a program when they come in to the welcome table of everything that's going on that day.
So it starts at 11 a.m., probably all done by 2 o'clock.
Right. Yep. We'll do the raffle at 1:30. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll pull the raffle prizes. And then, it's a day of learning.
Is this the first one?
No, this is our third year that we're doing this.
Well, that's pretty good. Who came up with the idea? You?
Yes.
Well, look at that. You didn't want to shake your head yes there for a second. But, yeah, take credit for it if you came up. This is a brilliant idea. This, you know, that's why the Racine Public Library, and all libraries for that matter, do more than just give out books.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's so much more to it. And if you don't know what's going on at your public library, get the email. I get the email. Mm-hmm. And the email's got everything in there, what's going on at the library. And I know I have you guys on once a month, but there's so much more to it than that. And I don't know who puts together that email, but it's really good. It's made super friendly for people like me.
The marketing department is great. They do a great job.
Lots of pictures, and there's so many people involved at that library. And I thank you guys for not only coming in, but for doing all this for the community.
You're welcome.
It's great. And I go there all the time. Matter of fact, I have to reserve 2 DVDs. I'm not going to tell people what they are because they'll try to beat me to it. 2 new DVDs came out, and I get them from the library. And here's the fun part. You guys have to schlep all across southeast Wisconsin to go get them. There's somebody who actually goes to all the other libraries, if they don't have it at your library, and has to go get it for me.
Yep.
And then has to bring it back.
Yep.
So whoever those people are, thank you very much for doing that for me. I do appreciate it. Because, you know, well, we got a snowstorm today. I don't care. Get my DVD. Get out there and get. But they do it. And I thank everybody. And this is so much. This is money well spent. I didn't have this on the stuff you gave me. You left this out of my packet, so therefore I didn't know we had it. But you actually have some more programs coming up. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, so we have...
Do you need this sheet?
Nope, okay. I have it on my phone, so I'm good. We are doing a teen lock-in. We're bringing back our teen lock-ins. This is the first one we've had it in a while.
Let me guess. I didn't look at the sheet. Is it an overnight thing?
No.
Oh, I thought you locked the doors.
No, we do lock the doors. Okay. After hours on a Friday during spring break. It'll be April 10th. The doors will, on Lake Avenue, the new doors on Lake Avenue will open at 5:45 for drop-off, and parents will have to come in and drop their kids off and sign them in, and then at 9:30, they'll have to come and pick them up and sign them out.
So for how many hours? About 4 hours?
About 4 hours, yeah. So there'll be a running around the library, which you don't get to do normally. We'll have various games, escape room, crafts.
Can you talk loudly?
Yes, you can talk loudly. Nobody's going to say anything during that.
You're in the library.
The only difference is between for this program is that there is in-person registration only, because the parents have to sign a waiver for their kids to attend, because they are running around, and we want to make sure everybody's covered.
Do they get to go up to that secret floor at the top of the library?
No.
Okay.
I've never even been up to the secret floor.
The secret. So now you're admitting it's a secret floor.
But it's like a crawl space. So it's like they added that in the elevator. They added that. So like for future planning, but...
What if I hit the button? What happens?
I don't think anything happens. I'm going to do it when I get back. I'll let you know next time.
You got a secret entrance. You got a secret floor.
And registration has to be done before the event starts. So at 4 o'clock on the 10th, by 4 o'clock on the 10th is the last time to register. We close at 4 on Fridays.
This sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun. I enjoy them. I enjoy being a little crazy in the library.
Well, my library used to say when I was a kid, was stop to be quiet. You're talking too loud. I was just told to shush a lot. That's about it. They don't tell you to shush anymore, do they?
Not really. I mean, as long as you're not super loud and having big, loud conversations on speakerphone, you're okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was told. What else do we have?
We have our next program that I want to talk about is our kind of our sip and swipe program with the ADRC. They title it Because You're Never Too Wise to Get Tech Savvy. So people are going to come in and learn about how to send texts and photos, use email, make a video call, download apps, how to stay safe online, and more. Our April class for that is all filled up, but we do have May classes. So it'll run Saturdays, May 2nd through May 23rd from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Innovation Lab on the second floor of the library.
You know, it's funny, as dopey as I am when it comes to technology, everything I do here is based on the latest technology. You can see what's in front of me. I mean, all these screens, mm-hmm. what's in back of me, it's all the latest technology. And as dopey as I am, I know how to run it, but I don't understand how it works. I mean, I'm like a chimpanzee. They trained me to run this stuff, and that's all I know. But I can't. If something goes wrong, they told me a few things on how to get it going again.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to write it down and follow the instructions. I can't logically figure it out.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just write it down.
I write everything down because the one thing I didn't write down was when the system went down, I was in a panic. And he told me over the phone, here's what you do. And it was like 5:30 in the morning. I couldn't. And I didn't write it down. So hopefully it won't happen again.
I tried to go all digital with my stuff. But I find I don't remember it as well when I type it in versus if I handwrite it. So I do take a lot of my notes in handwriting. And anybody who comes to this, and then this ADRC class is for 60 and older, ages 60 and older.
That's me.
And they're really great classes. They're very simple. Very simple. And I always say, like, people are like, well, this is such a dumb question. I'm like, to me, there's no dumb questions. To me, the dumb questions are the ones that are never asked. Mm. So come with your questions.
My mother was 92 years old, and she lived on her iPhone. She was on, not Instagram, she was on Facebook. She was on a whole bunch of these sites. And she would go on these sites. Then she was on sites to deal with her old neighborhood where she lived as a kid. She was in contact with people. And this is what she did all day. And then I'd get a call. Can you come over? I hit a button wrong. She changed the language on it.
Oof.
And it took me a while because I had to look up on my phone the language on there to see, first of all, what it was. And second of all, I had to read the switch buttons mm-hmm. on there. That's the worst thing. But otherwise, even to the hours before she passed away, she was still on her phone looking up things on Facebook and getting a hold of everybody and texting and
it really makes the world smaller.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yeah.
I think that is one of the cool things of technology, you know.
Do you want it smaller?
Yeah.
I don't. I like to have distant places. I like to know there's something far away that I can't get to. And texting.
There's always something different about being in person, though.
I'll tell you what it did. I had a friend who lived in Israel. She was working there. And my phone bill was over $1,000 just talking to her. And now it would cost me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Yep.
You know, free with, you know, a phone. But it's just amazing how all those costs went away. Remember the long distance operator? Those don't exist anymore.
I don't remember them very much.
The long distance.
We had long distance maybe for a few years after we got married.
Well, I'm talking about talking to somebody in another country or across the country. You had to call the long distance operator to make the call.
I didn't do that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I did it only because I didn't do it. I didn't say, oh, my mother's out shopping. Let me start making some long distance calls, because they'd find you right away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the phone bill came in, my father would say, this is interesting. Who called California? That was a Leave It to Beaver episode where they called Don Drysdale out on the West Coast. They got a hold of, and they would make these phony phone calls, him and his friend. And the bill came in.
Oof.
A call from California to talk to Don Drysdale on the phone from the from the Dodgers or wherever he was playing at the time. Anyway, did we get everything in? Okay, we got the thumbs up. That was good. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Always a pleasure to be here.
And I don't know who my next person is. It's on my phone, my schedule, so I got to look to see who next is coming in. But it's always a pleasure. I think we have Nick Dembski coming in. He's the guy, he's the main leader, huh?
Yes, he is.
He's the head guy.
He's the executive director.
Let me just see here, just for the heck of it. I got it right. I have it handily on my phone, not on paper, but I got it on my phone and I put it in the library. Let's see. Thursday, March 26th, will be Nick Dembski. All right. And we got some other people coming in. So, yeah, we're moving and grooving with the Racine Public Library. I love it there. I'm there all the time. It's right down the block from me, so it's easy to get to.
And things have changed. I don't know. We still have people coming in who haven't been in a few years. And we did remodel the second floor.
I know.
So if you haven't seen it yet, you guys should come down and see it. Because it's
I know.
Cool.
It really is. It isn't very nice. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And thanks for Shay King for setting this all up. She does all that work for us. I do appreciate it.